الصلاة قائمة. Stand for prayer. إن شاء الله the first ركعة we make 7 تكبيرات and the second ركعة 5 تكبيرات إن شاء الله. Then I make the خطبة أفضل. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيتذكر من يخشى، وأتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى، وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله
أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل خاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين نارية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سور مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بارك الله فيك الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله is greater الله is greater الله is greater and no other deity except him we thank him for all the bounties and favors he has given us. الحمد لله الذي شرع لنا الصوم رحمة منه وسلاما لعباده المؤمنين. We thank Allah, praise to him and his highness, for telling us to fast Ramadan. And this is one of the biggest favors he has given us. For the benefit of the soul and the benefit of the body. We thank him for the greatest favor, which is Ni'mat al-Islam, the favor he has given us to be Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah for being Muslims. ونشهد أن سيدنا رسول الله محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام هو خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين and we bear witness that Muhammad peace and blessing be upon him is the final of all messengers and prophets of Allah
May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, the souls of his descendants and his house, and the souls of the companions, and the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to win Ramadan. The fasting, we are uniquely given this favor with its greatest benefits for the body and the soul, which enabled us to come to this day, Al-Eid, the celebration, without being successful in the fasting the whole month of Ramadan, we would not have reached this celebration. We thank him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, for enabling us to win the month and to come to here to thank him again for winning this living until we reach Al-Eid. This is the real winning, to be steadfast, no matter what happens around you, to continue the path of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to stay on. And most importantly, we keep our families on the same path. Your spouses and your children, yes, they start fasting at 7, training maybe teenage, until finally they get it from us. It's not enough that we as adults perform what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do for our own winning in this life and in the hereafter. It is more important that we do the same to our children, especially in this society in which the religion is not taught in schools or in the media. So it's a double responsibility to make the winning double for your soul and the souls of your family, all of them. Muslims all over the world are, alhamdulillah, happy for ending the month of Ramadan with success, and they are celebrating everywhere on their own ways of celebration. And in fact, it's a celebration of the strength of the soul, the strength of the body, the strength of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did nothing except benefiting us here in this life and absolutely in the hereafter. Having said that the celebration is really religious, spiritual, we come to a fact that there are our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world are not as happy as we are because they are subjected to persecution. To name some, Kashmir, who lost even their status as a state. In China, who are forced to be removed from their territory and live in other cities. This is really an attack on their religion. If they were not Muslims, if they were not observing Muslims, the Chinese government would not be targeting them for ethnic cleansing. There's no other words than ethnic cleansing, meaning removing a community because they are different. In this case, just because they are Muslims, like in Kashmir. There is no other reason of persecution except being Muslims. In Myanmar, our brothers and sisters are evicted from their territory. They have been there for hundreds of years. And they are ethnically cleansed, removed. Why? It's just because they are Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support all of them, to be with them against the tyrants who are trying to deprive them of their freedom of faith, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, the simplest basic human right, freedom everywhere that people should believe as they want to believe. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar ala kulli man tagha wa tajabbar. Allah is greater. Allah is greater. This is what we say. This is what you have been saying. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. Some brothers translate it as greatest. No, it is greater. Comparative. Allah is greater than anybody. Allah is greater than any tyrant. Allah is greater than any aggressor. That's the meaning of it. Your brothers and sisters in Palestine these days have been subjected to brutal aggression by the tyrants who invaded the country in 1948. And not only they cleansed the Palestinian people from villages and cities, they still want the greatest thing we cherish, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. For 4 days right now, they have been targeted of attacks everywhere in Palestine, in Gaza, in Jalil, in Al-Quds, the rest of the West Bank, everywhere. For what? Because they are Muslims. There is nothing else, just like their brothers in Kashmir and sisters in Kashmir or Myanmar or China. There is no other thing. If they were not Muslims or observing Muslims, nobody would touch them. This war on Palestine these days is really was started by desecration and violation of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And you know Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. It's the first Qibla of Muslims. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and the early believers, when they started praying, they directed their faces to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem. And it is, and he alayhi salatu wasalam, he ordered us, when we make trips, there are three masajids to make trips to. Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca, Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi in Medina, and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis. All other masajids are equal in the eye of Allah. Wherever you pray is, inshallah, accepted. And all the houses, all the mosques are houses of Allah, respected, equal in rank. But these three are unique. Not only that, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was the destination of Al-Isra that we cherish. This is the night journey of the Prophet from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis, when he prayed as Imam in front of all messengers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them to him to give him the leadership. Then from Bayt al-Maqdis, from Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, he was taken to heavens, the seven heavens and beyond, until he went to the audience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. This is what they don't know. This is what the tyrants try not to think about. This is how much important this for us. They have been really killing children, women, men. They blow up a whole building on people. And until this morning, I saw a statistic, 83 Palestinians were killed by these attacks, including 17 children and 7 women, with more than 500 injured from these attacks. And it wasn't started by the Muslims. It's really the illegal settlers desecrating the Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, entering, provoking Muslims, and the police and guards attacking worshippers inside the masjid. Muslims did not get out of the masjid. They were inside the masjid. Not only that, there is a neighborhood close to masjid. These Muslims protecting the masjid in a neighborhood called Sheikh Jarrah. And this is a neighborhood for hundreds of years, really. The same families living there. And it's the word Sheikh Jarrah. I researched it. It goes back to the medical doctor of Salah al-Din, the great Muslim leader who liberated Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa first. This is his medical doctor. His name is Sheikh Jarrah. And he lived there, and therefore people called the neighborhood. The tyrants wanted these people to be evicted because they want to surround Al-Aqsa Mosque by non-Muslims. So to declare it non-Islamic area. And these people, this is how it started. Illegal settlers entering Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and an attempt by the government of the tyrants there, the invaders, to evict them, to evict Al-Muslimin. And this is, therefore, Muslims defended themselves, and this is how it started. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are far away, so we can ask. We ask Him, praise to Him, to be in support of His worshippers in Kashmir, in China, in Myanmar, and in Bayt al-Maqdis. We ask Him to make the fate of the tyrants like the fate of those who brought the elephants to demolish Al-Kaaba al-Sharifa. You remember? أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. Say Ameen. May Allah make their fate like the fate of those who wanted to demolish Al-Kaaba and they were destroyed. Because this is the house of Allah they are attacking. The Prophet والسلام, said, if you cannot change something by your hand, say it by your tongue. And if you are so much afraid, then say it in your heart. And we are doing just that. I want to close the first khutbah by verses from Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verses 38 to 40. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور. Allah is confirming to us that He defends those who have believed. He doesn't like those traitors and betrayers.
أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير.
The verse says, those who are forced, subjected to aggression, they are subjected, يقاتلون, they have been wronged. There is an injustice done to them. If you are in your home and somebody is transgressing on you, this is injustice. You did not do anything. And he promised, Allah ala nasrihim laqadir. Allah is capable to support him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support him. And the last ayah 40 says, الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله. Those, Allah will support those who have been evicted from their homes for no other reason than saying, Allah is our Lord. This exactly applies to the Palestinians, really. They were forced of their territory, villages and cities, 1948. For what? What's the reason? For being Muslims, saying, Allah is our Lord. And he says, Azza wa Jalla, at the end, وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah will support those who support Him, support His faith in Him. And He is all-powerful, and He is exalted in might. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with them, be with all Muslims everywhere who are subjected to persecution, and ask Him, He is very close to answer your cause. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله is greater. Allah is greater. Allah is greater, and we thank Him. He is greater than any other aggressor. He is greater than any tyrant. He is greater than any force, and He is in support of His worshippers, inshallah. Ameen. In Surah Al-Fath, this is chapter 48 of the Holy Quran, verses 1-6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر، ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما. الله سبحانه وتعالى is addressing his messenger Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام at the time when things looked like not good after Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. And he said, you are going to be victorious. You are going to conquer them. And Allah will forgive your sins, the previous ones and the coming. And He will guide you. And when He speaks, really, He speaks to us through Him. And in verse 3, He says, وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. And Allah will give you a great victory. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give that to our brothers and sisters everywhere they are persecuted, to let them live in better life, just like everybody else in the world. We don't want to be singled out for better treatment. We want to be treated equally and fairly as Muslims. Ya Allah, we ask you to support them. Give them full support, especially spiritual support, so they be steadfast. Ya Allah, we ask you to safeguard Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in order for us believers all over the world to cherish that it is protected. We ask you to expedite the process of liberating the third holiest sanctuary in Islam. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive all Muslims and believers, the living among them and the dead. You are close in answering our calls. You are the Lord of the worlds. Ya Allah, we ask you to shower Muslims everywhere with security, away from hardship, as they are your worshippers. You are merciful, you are compassionate. Ya Allah, we ask you to heal the patients, the sick among us. Ya Allah, we ask you to spread your love and peace and compassion and mercy among us, among our families, our relatives, our brothers and sisters in faith, and the earth as a whole. And you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, we ask you to do away with the pandemic and make it the last in this planet. You are exalted in might and capability. Ya Allah, bless us with your guidance and assistance in making us among the winners in this test during this lower life, so we become among the winners in the day of reckoning. اللهم انصر عبادك المؤمنين في كل مكان وخاصة في فلسطين الذين يحمون المسجد الأقصى أولى القبلتين وثالث الحرمين ومسرى ومعراج الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم عليك بالطغاة المعتدين واجعل مصيرهم مصير أصحاب الفيل، إنك نعم المولى ونعم المصير. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم آمن المسلمين في كل مكان وخفف عنهم واحفظهم من كل سوء، فإنهم عبادك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وجميع مرضى المسلمين. اللهم انشر محبتك وسلامك وعطفك ورحمتك علينا وعلى أسرنا وأقاربنا وإخواننا وأخواتنا في الإيمان وعلى الأرض كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء واجعله آخر أحزاننا يا علي يا قدير. اللهم امنحنا توفيقك وعونك حتى نكون من الناجحين في اختبار استعمال وقتنا في هذه الحياة الدنيا فنكون من الفائزين في يوم الحساب. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، وكل عام وأنتم بخير، وعيدكم مبارك إن شاء الله.